Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Carrying on with the explanation of Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullahi, and that is also our explanation is just by name. Otherwise, the ulum and knowledge of Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullahi is such that where can we comprehend it? We can't even understand. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Gangoi Rahmatullahi used to say, in order to understand Maulana's works, I used to get up at tahajjud time and study it, and that time, just a little bit I managed to understand. Otherwise, his work is such, it is very, very high and deep. It is not possible for a useless person like me to understand or even to explain, but just we try a little bit. Anyway, Hazrat explained that for the protection a farmer has to do for his crops, for his plants, the first effort that he has to make is that he has to see that no harm comes to it, like from weeds and insects which are inside. Weeds suck away all the water from the plants also. All the fertilizer which is given to the plant, the weeds steal it and they thrive and they kill off that plant. That will be explained in the next surah, that how from inside the wasawis of a person destroys a person, and we can only get one protection, and that is from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And then the second effort the farmer has to make to ensure that the plant gets enough water, the plant gets enough sunlight, oxygen from the air, etc., all the requirements, its fertilizer, etc., the farmer has to make sure it gets that. And here Maulana goes into a discussion of causes and effect. That is, like this world Allah has made, generally the sunnah of Allah is in this world of cause and effect. Like it was night now till now, and when the sun rises, now by the sun the day comes. The sun is the cause of day. The sun is the cause of light that will come in the world. The sun is the cause of energy that will come, that people will get. The sun is the cause of many good for mankind. So that cause has to be there, then the effect will come. So otherwise, if the cause is not there, the effect is not there. So Maulana explains, مِن شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبْ. The second thing that we seek protection from, the night when it becomes intensely dark. So when there isn't this light, the cause is not there, then the benefit also is not there. So we have to protect ourselves that that cause must not be blocked out. The cause of goodness must not be blocked out, otherwise we don't get the benefit. So therefore we seek Allah Ta'ala's protection, that Allah Ta'ala is the one who brings the day from the night. So the ignorance which is in a person, and here particular ignorance of deen, that we don't know our deen, we don't know who Allah Ta'ala is, we don't know who Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is. When that ignorance is there, it blocks out the effect. And then we don't have hidayat in our lives. We don't have guidance. When we are ignorant of the Masail, then perhaps even our namaz is not correct. Our wuzu, our ghusl is also not correct. So that cause must be there. That is, the light must be there of deen. Al-ilmu nurun. This nur must be there, then we get the benefit. Otherwise, we don't get that benefit. So we seek Allah's protection from all this ignorance. That is, within ourselves also. And here particularly, and these surahs are referred to, normally we say mu'awwadhatain, but it is actually mu'awwadhatain, with a zair. Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Palanpuri explained that many people make this mistake, and we all did not know. We learn all the time that we are seeking protection, not that what, and also that what we are protected from, the maf'ul, and the fa'il from which we are seeking protection, that is what a kasra, a zair. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is teaching us here that people who have ignorance in them, and then they also like darkness. They don't know what is good and they want to cause harm to other people. So we seek that protection, that nobody must harm us because of his ignorance. And also because of the stupidity of a person. as it is said, that a person is caused more harm than from a stupid friend than from a learned enemy. The enemy won't cause you so much harm as your own friend, but he is stupid. In his stupidity, he will cause you more harm. So we seek Allah's protection from all this. If we do this, then we are protected from that. Then the third effort the farmer has to make, that he protects his crop from weather conditions. If there is a hailstorm, it will destroy his crop. If the heat is very intense, it will burn out his crop. If the cold is very much, it will kill his crop also. So in the same way now, for us to be protected, the third thing, min sharril naffathati fil uqad, the literal translation, from the evil of those women who blow on knots. In other words, those who made jadu. So we have to protect ourselves from that also, from anyone making jadu upon us. That also we have to protect ourselves from. And this is like a hailstorm that will come. It's not in our control. It will destroy us. Or extremely hot weather conditions. We know many places heat wave, and how many people die. When the weather is very cold, how many people die in the cold. And this protection also is really only from Allah Ta'ala. What effort we make keeping ourselves warm in winter, cool in summer, that is our effort, that is in its place. We are responsible for that, but actually we have to first and mainly and primarily seek the protection of Allah Ta'ala. Allah, who is described here as Rabbi Falaq, that Rabb who brings the day out of the night and the night out of the day, that the Rabb who brings from a dead chicken a living hen and from a living hen a dead chicken. So that great being, we seek his protection from all this premeditated harms that can be caused to us. Somebody makes jadu on us. Somebody premeditates a robbery, a crime, a murder. We seek Allah's protection from that. So we can see that how important the surah is and how much it will protect us from all these harms that can come to a person. And these are all the physical bodily harms. And that also we have to be protected, not just for the sake of our body's protection, but more for the protection of the iman, which is connected with the ruh in a person. So for that protection, we have to protect our bodies, and that we can get then the protection of our iman. And if we go from this world with that iman, may Allah be kind and merciful and take us all with iman, then eternally, forever and ever, we will have this great enjoyment in the akhirah. So we are taught that we must protect ourselves from all types of crime, and the main source is to seek Allah's protection. That great being and powerful being, only he can protect us. And then we make our efforts also as far as dunya is concerned. The cause be there, that we to take our security, our protection, the effect will also be there. So, and also again a reminder for myself and for all, daily after Fajr, after Maghrib, we should read these three surahs, with each one with Bismillah, three times each. In that we will get our protection. Otherwise, we are with our own amal and actions, we have done more than enough for our destruction. May Allah give us tawfiq, and may Allah in His kindness protect us, our families, our progeny, all the Muslims, and Allah give everyone iman and Islam.